fear and practice, because practice dispels fear. Fear is a shaky voice. Fear is a shape of an eye and a fix of the pupil that just shows a person when we're not confident. There are all kinds of different forms of communication, and over 90% of it is nonverbal. So what I'm doing with my hands or not doing with my hands, how I move freely or how I get too stiff. There are body odors, believe it or not, that are given off when we're in different states, different emotional states, and consciously you don't get it, but subconsciously these things get picked up. There are so many subtle nuances that the computer in the brain is picking up. And so if we haven't practiced well, we have reason to be afraid, right? Because fear is the thing that stops people from picking up the phone. Fear of failure, fear of rejection is the big one, which is like a fear of not being accepted and approved of and loved, and that's the biggest fear in the world. It's worse than dying, it's worse than falling backwards, which was one of the big human fears. So fear is controlling people's lives out there, and all of the people who are controlled by fear are not experiencing success in their lives, right? People that, now I'm not saying, look, you can't get rid of all fear. You have to be able to move while you've got a little fear. Everybody's gonna have a little anxiousness inside, and you hear about celebrities that say, oh, I felt like throwing up before I did my performance on stage. And these are big Celine Dion level performers that say this, but they say that I turned that anxiety into the energy and the passion of the performance. And sometimes people will say, I don't know, what the heck are they talking about? I could never do that. I'd be throwing up on stage, right? Here's why they can turn it into a passionate, energetic performance. They can transform their fear so it translates into passion. Practice. These people are working with choreographers, and these people are working with voice coaches, and they are practicing over and over and over and over and over again. You've got to get your phone out or something that records. You've got to write down, this is what I'm going to say when I walk through the door of a home health company or a DME. This is what I'm going to say when I call up my friends and ask them to get on my scout team to scout for opportunities and referrals. This is what I'm going to say when I walk into their homes and ask them to be a scout again and ask them for referrals and transfer over some of my materials. You've got to think about just, and look, perfect is the other side of done. At some point, you got to get going, right? But just pick a few little vignettes, like the five benefits, what you're gonna say on the phone and in a home, and what you're gonna say when you walk through the door of a home health, and maybe you could add what I would say if I were teaching a small staff of people in a doctor's office or a home health company. Once you have that little script mapped out, just the bullets, you say it and replay it. You say it and replay it. You say it and replay it. Do I do this for weeks or months? No, you do it for a day. You do it for half a day. I mean, once you've done this for 2 or 3 hours, when you play it back, you'll know what's wrong. You'll know where it should have sounded stronger. You really want to get good? Now listen, this is a tip that I'm going to regret probably at some point. You really want to get good? You've heard the way I present and the way I pitch. Pretend that I'm going to sit in the audience, you're going to come up on stage, and we're going to give an award out for the person that can do the best Tony Dorman imitation and roast, right? You're going to roast me. I mean, you're actually going to make it humorous, and you're going to use your hands, and you're going to move your eyebrows and do all the silly things that I do when I'm communicating. And then keep practicing that into your phone. Let yourself be somebody else. Be me, right? Say it 25 to 50 times and play it back, say it again, improve it. Play it back, say it again, improve it. If you will do this one thing, if you'll do this now, I promise you, you will now have a level of mastery where you know the words, so you can say the words and you can think and observe the audience, the person who's listening, at the same time. And when you feel, when you can listen to yourself and think outside of yourself, you can monitor what you're saying. When you know your content so well, you know when you need to add a sentence, add a word, you can think about what you're forgetting and where you want to lace it in, and that's the mastery. Once you have that, and it doesn't take long, it's a half a day for some of these little scripts, you can go out there all day long and you can overcome your fear and your reluctance to get out there and engage people. You have to deal with your fear. You can only deal with your fear through practice and repetition, and it is the number one most important priority next to building your list to be able to succeed and build an extraordinary business.